Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. Palestinians are racist because they don't want Jews on the Temple Mount. That's the headline. Itamar Marcus comes to this broadcast table in a moment, and he will explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
I understand every time a Jew goes up onto the Temple Mount, they are defiling or desecrating this holy site. It's the holiest site for the Jewish people. From the Palestinian eyes, it looks like they're doing that. Talk to me about that.
It's a racist attitude of the Palestinian Authority that a Jew who walks on the Temple Mount is defiling it, is desecrating it. Because the Palestinians, or I should say Islam, many, many years ago, built the Al-Aqsa Mosque on the Temple Mount. And since they built the Al-Aqsa Mosque, they want to take away everyone else's right to be there. So if a Jew goes on to the Temple Mount, they are now saying that that defiles it. There was an interesting item once on Palestinian television a few years ago where they were talking about how the Jews defiled Jerusalem, and then it said the following: it's good that it rains a lot in Jerusalem because it washes away the defilement of the Jews. And then you saw a picture of some Jews walking through the streets of the old city of Jerusalem. Again, I say this is pure racism that the Jews would defile. When you go to Mecca, they extend this not just to Jews, but they extend this to Christians as well. Mecca is, of course, the holiest city in Saudi Arabia for Muslims, and they don't allow Jews or Christians in. In fact, they don't allow a Bible. And I know when American soldiers were going over to actually defend Saudis and to be there and to help them, there was always trouble because they didn't even want them to bring in any kind of religious symbols or any kind of religious books that weren't the Quran and weren't connected to Islam. So Palestinian Authority has adopted it for its own ideology.
Itamar Marcus explaining how the Palestinians and their leadership are racist because they don't want Jews on the Temple Mount. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. Itamar's report that Palestinians are racist because they say Jews defile and desecrate the Temple Mount when they enter this holy spot is very biblical. Remember, God gave the Temple Mount to the Jews some 3,000 years ago and made it the political and spiritual headquarters for the Jewish people forever. That's found in 2 Samuel chapters 5 and 6. In 2 Samuel chapter 7, God promised King David that Jerusalem, the Temple Mount, would belong to the Jews forever. For Jews to enter the Temple Mount does not defile this holy site. That claim is from the racist Palestinian people and their leadership. God has a plan for the Temple Mount which does not include the Palestinian people. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...